Disciples are to pray for their persecutors. Matthew chapter 5 verses 43-45. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. The privilege to pray for the Father's harvest. Matthew chapter 9 verses 35-38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Prayer and perseverance. Matthew chapter 26 verses 40-42. And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and he said unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Luke chapter 18 verses 1-3. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. Prayer and a forgiving heart. Mark chapter 11 verses 22-26. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be you removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses.